Yes, Jesus is a deliverer, and Jesus is still setting the captives free. Hello, I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries. Oh, how wonderful our gospel is, and the Word, as Christians speak it, the Word goes forth to accomplish that for which it is sent. Setting, yes, even people free from things that have bothered them, in many cases, all of their lives. How amazing it is that there are many people, and particularly Christians, that have certain negative things going on in their lives. Yes, maybe they've gotten counseling, and maybe they've gone to psychiatrists, Christian counseling, whichever. But yet, as time has passed, they still have not gotten victory. Well, how wonderful would it be to find out that through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that from Calvary, that we have the answer for those very kinds of problems. Well, here on the program today to share with me on the telephone even is Craig Vickers from Enid, Oklahoma. Good to have you, Craig.
Thank you, Everett.
Craig, let me get some history on you, if I might. How far back was it when you were born again?
Somewhere about mid-70s, out in California.
All right, and did you grow up in California, Craig, or?
Not really. Grew up in Enid, Oklahoma.
Okay, but you were out in California a while, and then finally came back.
That's right.
Well, I guess Oklahoma always looks pretty good at that, and particularly if it's your home. There's a certain number of Californians that have moved here.
quite a few.
We do have a lot of advantages, and certainly we're right here in the Bible Belt. But even being in the Bible Belt, we find that there can be tribulations for Christians. And how was it, Craig, that you happened to learn about this part of the gospel we're talking about called deliverance?
Well, we had a friend, Scott. Actually, the first time we heard about it was a friend, Scott, from Oakwood Church that had actually been in the ministry there. They had just came up and said, here's a tape, look at it, see what you think. And it wasn't, probably 3 weeks later, my daughter was visiting from California, and it seemed like it was an opportune time to see what deliverance was about.
Okay, and did you all come down to Oklahoma City to one of our meetings?
Yeah, actually about 5 years ago, pretty close.
Okay, and what happened then?
Well, actually, we had one lady that still is on the team that prayed over my daughter and my son-in-law and got a lot of freedom.
Things turn around in their lives that have been bothering them?
It did at that time, you bet.
All right, great. Well, Craig, you've been bringing people down for quite a few years to our weekly meetings, and from Enid there, how about sharing some of the things you've seen happen?
Okay, yeah, well, some of the probably most amazing things, I think, was the just the back alignment, and people with chronic back problems were healed instantly. I mean, we're talking within minutes, and it seems to be a different type of prayer. You know, the type of just in the name of Jesus commanding certain things to happen and chemical balances and so on and so forth. And the most amazing thing was that it just works.
In fact, there was speaking of back problems, there was a fellow not too long ago, well, back in October, I guess, some months ago, where he had a back problem. And hadn't he had it since like 11 or 12 years old or something?
Yeah, that was correct. He had some abuse problems with a stepfather. And he actually had a blackout where I think there was a period of about 4 years he doesn't remember anything about it, or at least didn't at that time.
But he'd had chronic back pain where, as I remember, when I was visiting with him, he'd even contemplated suicide. And
for himself, he also, yes, he also was had a feeling of wanting to kill, actually, his wife and child.
Well, talk about a spirit of murder. That wasn't hard to figure out, was it?
I don't think so, no.
Well, he goes to church with you up there, so what happened? I know he had when we prayed for him, he did have a short leg that grew out, and which is so often the case with these back situations. And when the leg grows out as you pray and speak alignment and all, they seem to be healed.
Yes.
What happened with David there?
Well, actually, after that Sunday session, it was Sunday morning, if I remember, he came into the church, and of course, he, first of all, saying, I don't know really what happened, you know, he said, but I really feel a lot taller, and he didn't have the back problems, and he, in fact, he made the remark, he said, I feel 3 inches taller. And then later he said, well, probably wasn't that much. And then later again he said, you know, I did measure. I actually went to the doctor. And from the time before to that time, they're in the same office, he said, hey, it really was 3 inches taller just from the straightening up of the vertebrae. And just, I suppose, just like the woman there at Capernaum who was bent over, and when Jesus healed her, she stood straight up. So I'm sure that that's what it was.
Isn't that amazing? And what's exciting, Brother Craig, is that we find all Christians can do this. I don't have any special gift in this at all. You can do it. We all can do it if we just will in Jesus' name. It's just normal Christianity, as it turns out. Exciting to find out, isn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, just interject that. I know that that particular prayer was written down, the back healing prayer, and I had never done that or even... I just heard it one time, so I didn't have it to memory. And a person from our Bible study, Harold, just after a Bible study, just said that he had quit his career because his son wasn't going to be able to help him anymore. And I asked him, well, how come? And he said, well, just he had a back problem. And he said, I just can't do the type of work, bending over and so on and so forth, because of this back problem. So we just said, well, Harold, you know, I've never prayed this prayer, but I can read it. I said, if you'll stand here while I read it, let's just see what Jesus can do. And while we were praying, you know, or at least reading in a prayerful method, his arms, which were stretched out, one just grew right out to being even with the other.
Praise God.
That's been maybe 3 months ago. And since that time, he hasn't had any back problems whatsoever. But one thing that was, I wouldn't have even tried it if I'd known, but he said the reason for this was back in 1956, he had had third-degree burns over half his body, and he just had had mangled muscles. So there was a lot more than just muscle relaxing and the vertebrae straightening. It was a lot of damage, and it was that damage was overcome, and he's been pain-free now for, well, going on about 4 months.
Praise God. Isn't that exciting, Craig?
Oh,
absolutely. I'm not surprised at anything anymore. If you know, all of us would just run with this. What we got at Calvary is so much more than most of us have realized, that we even can deal with any spirits of infirmity and pain and cast those things out. It just is an evil spirit that we got the power over them. And how did David do? Back to him quickly on that murder thing. Is he seemed to be doing okay there now?
Yes, in fact, he seems to be completely relieved of all the areas, and he stayed with it. I mean, David's one that is now more active in the church, has a better demeanor about him, a better relationship with his wife. But yeah, he recovered a lot.
And we probably didn't spend more than an hour with him or whatever, even though he was in on the teaching and preparation. But that's so exciting. Now, you were sharing with me earlier, too, about someone that was set free from anger.
Yes. That was somebody also from our church. And this is a case where he came down. I guess we'll call him C. But C came down in front of the church with an anger problem, crying with his wife, just saying, I just can't control the anger towards my children. And we spent probably 3 minutes later in the library just discussing the sin of anger there in Ephesians, I believe it's 4:26, but discussed the sin of anger, and he confessed the sin of anger on behalf of himself and all generations back, and immediately he had relief. We're talking within 1 minute he had relief. And what was more amazing about it was that his wife was going down the street where his father lived, and she's never been invited in. She's never been given a kind word. And the father waved her in smilingly and sat down and said he just wanted to talk to her. And while he was jabbering with her, his wife was sitting there shaking her head and said, I don't know what's happened here.
And that happened at the same time that ministry took place with his son.
Sure.
Isn't that amazing? And that's breaking a generational curse back up the line.
Yes, it is. It was, yes.
Not to mention what you can do in breaking them off your children and your seed. So
yeah.
If only more people would run with this, Craig, it's such a marvelous area of helping people. And sadly, most Christians wind up going to their grave never having had ministry like this, when the answer was right under their nose in Jesus' name, if people had just focused and done it.
And for sure. I mean, I think that we don't give God a chance. I know that prayer is designed to line up our will with His will, and I'm sure that His will is that we're healed.
Amen. No question about it. He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. It's just the other side would try to put those spirits of infirmity on us. Well, praise God, we have the power over all the enemy if we'll just use it. Well, Brother Craig Vickers of Enid, Oklahoma, thank you so much for sharing what Jesus is doing in your area.
Okay, thank you, Everett. Appreciate the call.
I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries. Well, Jesus said to do the same works that He did, but I'll have to admit, I went many years before I, even had an inkling of how to do that, not even understanding it, and who, little me, a mortgage person, who am I to do the works of Jesus? But as I read the Bible, it's believers, that as we as believers step out in His name, yes, we can do the works of Jesus. Well, I'd like to welcome to the program today Rosa Christie. Good to have you, Rosa.
Good to be here, Everett.
Rosa, let me get a little background on you, if I may. When was it that you were born again?
When I was 13.
All right. And as you grew in the gospel through the years, you've seen exciting things, I'm sure. But how was it you happened to even finally hear about this part of the gospel called deliverance?
Carol, who works as your receptionist, told me about it. I was had been going to a chiropractor. I fell down some stairs about 2 years ago. And it was just miserable to be able to even turn my head and walk, sometimes when I would sit. And I was going like 3 times a week. I'd been to medical doctors. I'd been to pain doctors. And I was going to go one day to the chiropractor, and she said, well, won't you go back there and let Everett pray for you?
Come back to the ministry department at the mortgage company, right? That's why they call us full service.
Right. So I asked you if you would pray for me, and you happen to have another girl up here with you that is in your ministry, and you both prayed for me, and immediately I started getting better, and I haven't been to the chiropractor since.
Now, let's see, did you have a short leg that grew out? Okay, so often when someone has a back problem, if you'll have them sit down in the chair and they sit straight in the chair and with their permission, hold up their heels, and sure enough, you had one leg that was shorter.
Yeah, he told me that one leg was shorter than the other, and that's why I was having a lot of problems. And
who told you that?
The chiropractor.
Okay.
And also my something to do with my neck was not right, but since then I've not had any problems.
Well, praise God, as we prayed, sure enough, your leg grew out, and next thing when you stood up and twisted around, the pain seemed to be gone.
It was gone, and it stayed gone.
How long has it been now?
That's been since March.
All right. Well, that's a pretty good run on it, Rosa, and quite a few months now. So that's our Jesus, it's so awesome to see the power that we all have in His name as we reach out and try to do His works. Certainly insecure as we may feel in the flesh, but the Word, as you read it, it gives us security. And, of course, faith cometh by the Word. I've been learning over a number of years now that all Christians can do this in His name. It's just such an awesome thing, if more would just step out, there's hurting people around us everywhere. Well, Rosa, let's see, you have is it your sister-in-law that was having some problems? Why don't you tell about that?
Well, when my sister-in-law found out that I had been cured, she wanted to come in because she had had a heart transplant 2 years ago and never had any rejection. And all of a sudden, she started going into rejection, and she was they were afraid she was going to die. And she has two little children, and one of them has the same heart condition, and he's only 13 years old. And they were going to put him on the heart transplant list, and he's already has a defibrillator, and he's already had to have it come back on him one time where he had died, and it brought him back to life. So I wanted to get him up here and let you talk to him and see what, you know, if you could help him. And they came, I guess, almost immediately to talk to you, and it went really well.
Now, when we ministered, did anybody feel anything going on? Do you remember?
Oh, yes. JC, the 13-year-old, was coughing, and so was... in fact, I was sitting in, I was coughing. So,
you were in the fire circle.
I felt things happening, so
not uncommon when we're all together. It's the power is in the name of Jesus as believers speak it. Amen?
Amen. So we had my little nephew, who is 13, my other nephew, who is 10, who has they've been having trouble in school with learning disabilities. And then my sister-in-law has had lots of deaths in the family from this disease. It's like her brother died last year around Christmas time. Her sister died 2 years ago, and her mother has died from it, and another sister. So it's
sounded like a curse on the family there.
I hope whatever happened, my little nephew feels a lot better now.
We spoke about possible curses. Sometimes there can be generational curses of disease. Some even can come through the curse of the laws we've seen as a door, allowing spirits to operate due to the rebellion and disobedience of our forefathers, since that curse can flow to the seed forever. But, praise God, as we apply the blood of Jesus, we can deal with those. We can cancel out the curses, deal with the spirit. So, anyways, we got to ministering, then, let's see, there was really three of you then there at the time, and everybody then seemed to feel something going on at different times. How about the, so what has happened since then? What are the reports?
Okay, she went back to the doctor, and she was in, she was out of rejection. She was totally out of it, so she didn't have to do any more tests, and she was fine.
This has been how long now, Rosa?
This has been...
how many months?
It's been at least 2 months. Okay. And then my nephew, he wanted to go off his medication. He felt so good. But he hasn't been back. He has to go every 6 months and have his test. But he was close. I think he's going to go like in the next couple of weeks to have his done again.
How's he seem to be doing?
He's doing a lot better. He's a lot happier. He's a lot, feels like he can do a lot more. He's, you know, they had told him he had to be like couch. You know, he couldn't really run and play. And now he does a lot better. Yeah, praise God. He's just, he was scared all the time, too. He was afraid he was going to die. He had all these nightmares. And since then, he's just felt so much better. He's just a different child.
Wow, that's our Jesus. And I know we address spirits of death over the family. And how about the one with the learning disabilities? Any changes there?
I don't know if they've had, enough time for them to tell if they've, because they were in special classes. So I know that James is doing a lot better. He was in here, too, at the time.
Uh-huh. Well, we've seen people, in fact, even my own granddaughter, she was having problems with her grades, and I mean bad grades, like D's and S. And she came in after school one afternoon, and her mom had worked up a list of suspects, one of which was just learning disabilities or... illiteracy. We just addressed a lot of different possible suspects that would, mind blocking, mind hindering, and so on. And she turned around and is making A's and B's now. I mean, it was pretty phenomenal. Now, she coughed, no, she didn't cough, she yawned about 40 times. Maybe she did cough a time or two, and then she felt some stuff in her stomach. So I knew we were getting some stuff out, you know, and sure enough, the proof of the pudding is, do they change? But many people do feel things like your sister-in-law and the kids it was obvious something was going on. Strange as this all sounds, but man, what a great answer. Is the price right?
Yes, it is. My sister-in-law, I think she would have died because that rejection. I mean, she's like number 29 that had the transplant, and we've had to go to funerals of ones that, you know, went into rejection. And so it's really, she's only in her 30s, and it's really, I'm so glad that we found deliverance to help her out this time.
Well, the deliverance is for all people, and that's why we have the ministry and the radio program here, is to share this part of the good news. We know about the good news of salvation, of course, but as we've also seen, we have a big book. We have a big Bible that is our standard, and there's lots in there. And as you study the works of Jesus, many have felt that he spent as much as a third of his time doing this part of the gospel of dealing with these evil spirits that have come in. And we've learned there's doors they come through. You know, they can be generational doors like we were talking about. And then there can be doors that the person has opened up through unforgiveness where, you know, they've turned themselves over to the tormentors. And sure enough, those tormentors accommodate very quickly when we open doors like that. And, of course, sin, involvement with witchcraft, those are just some of the doors that we've identified that can allow these evil spirits to come in. Well, Rosa Christie, thank you so much for being on the program and sharing what Jesus is doing.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we focus on John 14:12 quite a bit, but somehow I keep coming back to us where he instructed us as believers that we are to do the same works that he did. And it still is amazing to me as a businessman that do the same works of Jesus. I mean, to heal the sick, cast out demons, and all these things. Who, me? Well, that's what it says. That's how it reads. And if you believe the word to be the truth of God, then we are to be doing it. Well, praise God, as we do it, we see people's lives changed, and I understand now why Jesus told us in the last chapter of Mark to cast out demons, because as we do, people get freed up, and their ministries open up, they're able to read the Word like they never could, the Holy Spirit seems to move more freely, all kinds of good things. So when Jesus told us to cast out demons, I really see the practicality of doing it now. Well, here on the program today to share is someone that's been set free, and he's going to tell it. I'd like to welcome Dr. John Schaff to the program. Good to have you, Doctor.
Nice to be here.
I'm going to call you John since we've gotten rather acquainted here and as we ministered to him and enjoyed the fellowship with my brother. And John, let me get some background on you, some spiritual history. When were you born again?
In 1976, I went to a revival out at Metro Church, and I accepted the Lord that evening. It was good, and I've been growing ever since.
How about the baptism in the Holy Spirit?
I was baptized in the Holy Spirit 1977, about a year after I was saved.
So your Christian walk has been gaining momentum all along, no doubt, and yet... how is it you happen to be on a deliverance program today?
I felt as though I had some attacks from Satan where he was coming against me and my business physically, and I prayed about it, and I felt as though the Lord led me to you to be delivered. And that's why I came.
What made you suspicion that you might be having some attacks of the other side, John? And I'm sure there's listeners out there that are wondering that same question and probably are having some attacks themselves. Since at this point in my growth, it appears to me that the majority of people probably are bothered with these things from time to time and probably need some ministry. I certainly do from time to time in the continuing process of it all. But how is it you suspicioned they might be demonic?
Through Christian fellowship in our kinship at church, and getting into the Word, the Holy Spirit told me that it was Satan, you know, that it wasn't, you know, that person over there or this person, that it was actually Satan causing these things to happen and coming against me.
Okay, would you be comfortable in sharing, John, more specifically some of the types of things that were going on in your life, do you recall?
Sure. I had a spirit of fear. Let me think. Spirit of anxiety. I also had some inflictions where neck pain and headaches and back pain. And, I mean, I had that for, I'd say, 5 years.
Which is a little ironic in some ways, since you are a chiropractor.
Yeah.
And so I guess the other side was getting some chuckles out of that, trying to torpedo you with some back pain.
Definitely. He sure was. The headaches and neck pain and back pain were almost constant on a daily basis. And since the deliverance, I mean, I feel fantastic. I mean, no more neck pain or back pain or headaches. I mean, it is fantastic.
What happened in your deliverance, John? How do you know these things were coming out?
When I was going through deliverance, I could actually feel the evil spirit of the pain in my neck and back. And it would move around. It went down my arm and back up, and then it went down my back and back up. And with your help and the Holy Spirit and the Lord, we got that evil spirit out, and it finally left.
Yeah, as I remember, it kind of hung up, didn't it? And
yeah.
Moved around like you were describing. And I know to the listener that who is not initiated to this is probably amazed to hear such a thing. And yet, anyone that's doing deliverance sees this is a rather common thing. Certainly at least half of the people we minister to, probably more than half, will feel these things moving around inside as you start ministering. And particularly the fellow that, again, is not initiated to it, that's not been around it, that's perhaps a little skeptical in the beginning anyway, it really is amazing to the person to feel something like that, you know, moving around. Were you skeptical at all, John, when you came in, or you just always kind of felt it probably was demonic activity?
I felt it was demonic activity. And when you did the introduction here at the class that evening, I could feel them stirring in my stomach. I could. I was a little bit nervous. I was a little bit uneasy. But I knew this is what the Lord wanted.
It's interesting you should say that, because that's not uncommon either when you're teaching about deliverance. The people sitting out there, a certain number of them, will feel something sort of churning right in the middle of the gut of your stomach. And some people have such a problem with the spirits squirming and speaking to them, they can't even get to the meeting in the first place. The things will whisper and talk them out of it. They'll keep saying, "Don't go up there." People will think you're crazy, or, you know, they'll say all kinds of things to the person to talk them out of it. And a certain number are talked out of it. It's sad, but it happens. And those that get here may be like yourself, as you get into the teaching and just talking about the power of the blood of Christ Jesus. Those things get to squirming, and they know they're getting ready to get foreclosed. And praise God, we're foreclosing by the blood here. I can say that and use those terms since I'm in the mortgage business. You see, it goes hand in hand. So anyway, John, you could feel them coming out then, and then that back pain spirit came out finally after lodging in your neck, as I recall, for a little bit, and then finally it blew on out. And what about some of the others? Could you feel them or hear them or anything?
I couldn't hear them, but I could feel them. I could tell when they left. Because after I was delivered of all the evil spirits, I mean, it's just like being set free. I mean, it's just like, well, it's a better feeling than when you were born again. I mean, it was such a wonderful feeling, and I feel that every day. I mean, it's fantastic.
How long has it been now since your deliverance?
A month and a half. And it's fantastic. Oh.
And you're able to read the word you were telling me like you couldn't before.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I can't put it down. I read every night right before I go to sleep, and I find myself, you know, reading for an hour. You know, I mean, I just can't put the word down. It's fantastic.
Would you say your ministry is growing and gaining momentum now like never before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
You see, that gets back to Mark 16:17 again, why Jesus told believers in his name to cast demons out right and left. Because why? Those things are on assignment to block one's ministry. You were so bogged down with your back pains and other things that were going on, the heaviness and everything, that you didn't even feel much like talking about Jesus probably before. Is that a fair assumption?
That's true.
And so now that you're free, you're on fire.
I'm on fire for the Lord. Yes, I can talk freely about him, and there's nothing holding me back. It's fantastic. I would recommend this to anybody that felt as though they needed it, that had the problems that I had, because I tell you, it's fantastic to go through deliverance.
Well, that's the point. If he'll set one free, he will set you as a listener free. Dr. John Schaff, thank you for sharing, brother, and how Jesus has set you free and you're moving ahead in your ministry.
Thank you very much, Everett. I appreciate it.
Hello, I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries. Oh, how wonderful it is to see the Word performing itself, the Word that Jesus brought us, where he told us even in Mark 16:17 to cast out devils. Well, it was hard to understand what he meant by that for a long time, but now I see it very clearly. As we do the works of Jesus, even this part of casting out spirits, victory comes that didn't come before. And we believers in the name of Jesus, as we find, can actually do this in his name. How awesome it is. And what a fulfilling experience to be in the middle of that, seeing it happen. Well, here on the program today with me, I'm on the telephone. I'd like to welcome Donna Stevenson. Is that the way you say it?
Yes, sir.
Stevenson. Okay, yes. Donna. And let me welcome to the program, Donna, and I'm very happy to have you on today. Let me get a little history, if I could. When was it that you were born again?
I was born again about 3.5 years ago, and I was going to a little church down on Reno, which is no longer there, and a girl at work had invited me to church, and I went with her, and her husband were the youth pastors there, and I got my children involved in the church, and I started reading the Word a lot, and when I started reading the Word, my eyes started blurring on me. And that's when I started realizing how Satan would come against me in a lot of ways in my growth in the Lord.
You say your eyes started giving you problems?
Yes, they were blurring on me. When I would read the Word, I could read anything else. But if I picked up my Bible, they would just blur. And it was just like he was trying to keep me from reading God's Word and knowing the truth. And that made me more determined to know more.
Mm-hmm. Certainly we've learned that there are evil spirits out there that would try to block and hinder all of us in our growth and to block us the reading of the Word. Well, so how did you finally learn about this part of the gospel called deliverance, Donna?
Well, actually, unfortunately, I just recently learned about that this year. I wish I'd have known a long time ago, because the deliverance that I've received in my life has been wonderful. I had a miracle happen when I went down there for the deliverance ministry. My right leg was shorter than my left leg, and through my forgiveness for all of the things and the people that had hurt me and the things that had really hindered me in my growing in the Lord and in serving him and doing what he wants me to do. I tell you, it just, the forgiveness, the more I forgave and the more I turned everything over to the Lord, I started feeling like I was being cleansed.
Praise God. Well, how was it you knew you had a short leg? Were you having a back problem or
a
what?
A back problem, yeah.
When did that first start,
well,
the back problem?
I've had a back problem off and on for about 10 years. And
Was there an accident or something?
No. Actually, I had 4 children, and I thought maybe that was part of it. But the lady that prayed with me, that ministered to me in the deliverance service, she asked me to sit up straight in my chair and to hold my feet out, and I did. And she looked at my feet, and I could see it as plain as she could. And my right foot was shorter than my left foot.
Mm-hmm.
And I always had my left foot, I always had like a big toe indention on my tennis shoes. And I always wondered why that was. Well, it was because my left foot was always carrying all the weight, because the right foot was shorter, and I just realized that after this. But I praise God because He healed me, and my right leg grew right there in front of me that night in deliverance in the ministry. It was a miracle that I witnessed.
Did you feel it come out, Donna?
Yes, I did. I had I felt the warmest tingling all through my body, but in the back of my right leg, it felt like a Charlie horse. You know how you get a Charlie horse in your calf muscles? I felt like it was going to turn into a Charlie horse, but it didn't. The tingling just took it out. And I stood up, and when I stood up, I felt like I was even taller. And I'm a very short person. I'm only 5'1". And I just felt so good. I just walked around in there. And
Praise God.
He healed me through my deliverance. And if it wasn't for the deliverance ministry, I wouldn't have ever been cleansed as I have and learned the things that I have about the spiritual warfare.
There probably was a spirit of infirmity, Donna, just like we read about in Luke 13:11, where Jesus cast a spirit of infirmity of the back out of a woman in the synagogue. And he said it was a spirit of infirmity put on her by Satan these 18 years, and he finally loosed it out of her, cast it out, and then laid on of hands for healing. And that's really the same experience that you just had.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome, isn't it? I've seen hundreds of these short leg situations with back problems. It's such a tangible, sign and wonder that follows as we pray like this and then see the person healed, which is the bottom line. And how long has that been now, Donna?
It's been just a little over 3 weeks that this happened.
And your back?
That's what I'm saying. I am just so thankful to the Lord that I found the deliverance ministry. I believe everybody should go at least one time and get that inner healing that they don't realize the things that they are up against. And the Lord is, I'm just very thankful that He is using you in that ministry to share that with us and help us all.
It's certainly fulfilling and a lot more exciting than the mortgage business that I do as a day-to-day thing. Well, Donna, did you get hold of some other things, too, that you got relief in?
Yes, I did. I had a spirit of fear on me that I didn't know I had. I feared things for my children. I had doubt. That was a spirit that was living amongst me that wouldn't never let me feel confident in my career or anything I was doing, even as a mother. I'm a Sunday school teacher at the church I go to, and that spirit of doubt would even come over me sometimes. And, you know, I just want to be full in the Lord's love to share it with the children, too, at church. And that's why I say I believe the Lord opened the door for me to be able and put me on the path to go into that deliverance, because He knew what it was going to take to make and shape me and mold me into what He wants me to be.
Have you found yourself now free of that fear and all?
Yes, I have. I have. The night I walked out of there, I felt like a whole new person. You know, I've had the Holy Ghost and just had the Holy Spirit come over me. I have been touched my hands and just had all kinds of inner healing and growth in the Lord. I've been on different realms or different levels in His love. You know, you always get a little stronger the more and more you keep him in your life and your presence throughout your day. And but I've not received anything like that before. I believe it is so strong. Everybody needs to do it. And I've told everybody that in my church, everybody I love, everybody, people I don't even know, that I see that come to me, because people, for some reason, they come to me and ask me questions, and I just ask the Lord each day to guide me and help me to help them and use me, you know, and He does.
And He does
that.
Well, Donna, the real you was always in there, just that you had a certain number of these spirits that were covering over the real you at times. And it's very common that we find most people have about 36 of these spirits that need to be cast out. And when they're gone, now the real person that was made in God's image, who was always in there, now it can move forth unhindered by these things. And they do block us. They all come to kill, destroy, and steal some way in our lives, and certainly to block our ministries. Well, Donna Stevenson, thank you so much for sharing today on how Jesus has set you free.
Well, you are welcome, and I just thank you, too, because the Lord is really good to all of us, and He really wants everybody to know the things that He can deliver everybody from. And I just pray for everybody that lift them up in the Lord, you know, in this area, because I believe it will help each and every person. And my son went that night, and he received a lot of deliverance and just walked out of there feeling like a whole new person, too. And we just want to do this for people we love, you know.
Amen.
And
well, that's our
you.
Jesus setting yes. the captives free. Well, God bless you, Donna.
Thank you. God bless you.
And here on the program today, I'd like to welcome a good brother, a great friend of mine, and moving in the gospel, I might say. I want to welcome Todd Weaver. Good to have you, Todd.
Well, it's good to be here, Everett.
Todd, let me get some history on you. When was it you were born again? How far back? How many years?
It was December 20th, 1992.
All right, 92. Okay, and, well, a few years have gone along here. Then how about the baptism of the Holy Spirit? When did you receive that experience of speaking in tongues?
I received that probably about 6 months later. It was early in the morning. It was in my living room before the sun came up. Nobody was with me. I was just speaking, and I was pursuing that and praying that I would experience the Holy Ghost in a real and powerful way, and it happened.
And the prayer language just came on you.
It just came on me.
That is exciting. Praise God. Well, we serve a supernatural God, and Brother Todd, you certainly, I've heard you share some of them, you've certainly experienced your share of supernatural happenings. Would you say we serve a supernatural God?
We serve an awesome supernatural God, no question about it.
Well, how about sharing how you learned about, since this is a deliverance program, but any of the supernatural things like this that have happened in your life, how about sharing that with the listeners?
Well, you know, I first became aware of deliverance ministries through you at the church, and hearing about the wonderful things that you do, and then just also in reading the scripture. You open the Word, and you see what the Word says and the authority we have in the name of Jesus. And so to not tap into that, to not take advantage of that, would be, well, in my opinion, be foolish. And we've certainly experienced that. I'll share one experience with you that you're certainly aware of because you were there. But my wife, this is probably about a year, maybe a year and a half ago. My wife, I don't know if we never did figure out what it was, be it a disc or a something in her back, her lower back, but she was in her closet hanging up clothes, and something snapped, and she hit the floor. Now, I wasn't home, and she could not move. She laid in her closet for over 1 hour. My daughter had to bring her the portable phone. She couldn't get a hold of me. I was out of town. She got a hold of her mother, who's a nurse, eventually. And her mother came over, and her mother and father had to pick her up because she literally could not move. She was in so much pain. Of course, we went to the emergency room. They went to the emergency room that night, and they didn't have any... They didn't know what it was. They couldn't tell, and gave her a shot for the pain, but nothing seemed to help. Well, a couple of nights later, Monday, that happened on a Saturday. The following Monday, someone had suggested that we go to Deliverance Ministry, your ministry that you do every Monday night. And so, believing in the power of Jesus to heal, and I said, well, we'll certainly do that. And I got her into the car, and we took her downtown. Now, she could not step into the car. I had to help her into the car. As we walked across the street, she could not step up on the curb. I had to help her just up the curb. We got her downstairs. And as you may recall, you came over to minister to us, and you just took her through a series of questions and trying to pinpoint where the problem may be. And in casting out several of those demons of infirmity, and don't, but not just that, but you went through a whole series of things that night, as you may recall. But the bottom line is that when we were done, we were probably there an hour, she stood up, walked out of that basement, walked up two flights of stairs, walked across the street, stepped up into that truck, like she was perfectly fine. Now, we went home, and you said, now, make sure you continue to pray over this. Continue to pray over this. You call us the next day. And we did. Because there was a lingering effect of that, but it was minimal. And within 3 or 4 days, it was like it had never happened, and she's had no reoccurrence since. And that's just a major, major healing.
Praise God. And what a tangible situation. You know, there's... this is real. This was a real problem, and praise God, His supernatural power moved. You know, that is so similar to Luke 13:11, as we go to the Scriptures, where Jesus cast a spirit of infirmity out of this woman's back, and He said it was put on her by Satan. In King James, it reads very clearly, it was put on her by Satan, Jesus said, these 18 years. And finally, Jesus loosed it from her, cast it out, and then He laid on His hands for healing. And of course, since we're instructed in John 14:12, we believers, He said that we're to do the same works that He did. And so here we go. And you know, isn't it amazing, Brother Todd, to find out that as we speak in His name, we really can do those works? What an awesome thing, you know. We're all amazed at that God would give us the authority and the responsibility in which to minister like Jesus. I mean, how awesome. Well, have you seen some other things in your life through these years, Todd, that in the remaining time that you could share on what Jesus is doing? I know He has put even a ministry on you of ministering to men once a month at City Church and bringing a message, and as you just did on being confident in Him. But what else occurs to you might share that would be exciting?
Well, let me share one other with you, and this is, you know, you've encouraged me, Brother Everett, to take that power and take that authority in the name of Jesus. You know, we all read about that, and it sounds good. But some of us, you just have to step out in faith and be bold in actually doing that. And you've encouraged me to do that, and I'll share another one with you, and this is not as drastic as what my wife experienced. But, you know, I don't suffer from allergies. It's not something I struggle with or suffer from. But every now and again, that'll attack me. Well, some time ago, it hit me one night, just an awful allergy attack. I mean, my eyes watering and burning, it was just miserable. Well, I get up the next morning, and I'm by myself, and I'm trying to read my Bible, have my quiet time, and I can't even get through a verse without, because I've got tears coming down my face, the allergies, it was so painful, I mean, just uncomfortable, I should say. And this went on for about 15 minutes, and then I remember what you had spoke to me about. Just take that power, take that authority in the name of Jesus. And I thought to myself, enough of this. And I put down my Bible.
You decided to get your guns out, huh?
Exactly. I set down my Bible. I just laid my hands across my eyes and across my nose. And I rebuked that, and I came against that in the name of Jesus, and just commanded that infirmity to go to the foot of the cross, and just prayed the healing hand of Jesus to touch me. And I'm telling you, Everett, immediately, not later that day, not later that evening, but immediately my eyes dried up, that allergy went away, my sinuses cleared up, and that was the end of it. And again, that's not a major healing, but it's a healing nonetheless, and it's the power of Jesus just the same.
And of course, this is why Jesus told us in Mark 16:17, that we believers are to cast these things out. Well, if we leave them in, we're tormented. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, it's quite logical to do this. And, of course, typically we've not recognized the enemy. If you hadn't had a little background on it, you would have maybe not thought about this being a possible spirit that was there to torment you and block you from blocking you from reading the Word. I mean, it wasn't too hard to figure out. And so on. And so as we figure out who the enemy is and apply the power in his name, then things change in our lives. And as we minister each Monday evening, we typically minister to a dozen people or so with teams after the preparation part. But we see the average person will have several dozen of these things bothering them. And they're just normal Christians that come for ministry. Not that they're possessed at all. They're secure in their spirits in Jesus. But they're sure tormented in the fleshy areas and tormented even into the soulish areas, mind, will, emotions, with some cases in various ways. So it's so wonderful to take this literally, what Jesus told us to do, figure out who the enemy is, the suspects. They usually blow their cover by what they're trying to do in a person's life, just as you figured out. It wasn't too hard to figure it out, really.
No, it wasn't.
You just name it by the problem. So if it's an allergy thing, there it is. It knows who it is.
Mm-hmm.
So as you name it, and speaking the name of Jesus, that's putting the power right on the target, and praise God, you were able to blow it away. And that's available to all Christians if we will just walk in this, and then we can live the abundant life that we've been due all the time, unhindered by the darkness. Well, Brother Todd Weaver, thank you for sharing on the program today.
My privilege. I appreciate you having me.
I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministry. Well, here on the program today, I'd like to welcome Brother Dell Brown. Good to have you, Dell.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the show with me and also sharing on what Jesus has been doing in your life. But let me get some history on you, Dell, if I may. When was it you were born again? How many years ago now?
Well, when I was 36 years old, and right now today I'm 77. So it's quite some time back.
That's a pretty good spread, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's been quite a trip.
Yes, high adventure always. Well, how about the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in other tongues, Dale?
Yes.
When did you get the tongues, the baptism?
Well, I was born again, and like I say, when I was 36, and I was reading Norman Vincent Peale's book, let's see, what is it, Power of Positive Thinking, and I read it because it was a bestseller, and through there, well, Peale talked about being the son of a preacher, and yet he wasn't a Christian, he was getting up and preaching every Sunday, and he wasn't a true He didn't even believe much of what he was saying. And I just empathized with this guy, what a miserable life he had, and that how he became a Christian. The Lord just led him because he was up preaching to other people, and finally the Lord just put his hand on him, and Peale became a real strong Christian. And when I read that book, it just hit me right in the heart. And I stopped a lot of my bad habits, threw away my girly magazines, and everything I did was changed. It was just like reprogramming a computer.
Praise God.
And now that was my born-again experience.
And even deliverance. And, of course, what we see is deliverance happens all kinds of ways. As you get your eyes on Jesus is the key to all of it. You got your eyes on Jesus, didn't you, Dell?
Yes, and I had a lot of education to do because although I called myself a Christian like all Americans do, I didn't know very much about it. And I had several fallback experiences, and yet I noticed that my endeavors sort of smoothed out. And things that I had failed at before, I began to succeed at. And then I started going to church, and the preacher told me that I really needed to get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I did that. And lo, I am saved. And I'll live forever as long as I keep His commandments.
Yes, and that second experience, of course, endues us with a power that we've all seen that's amazing to each of us. And it's a power for service. Well, Dale, you've had to even reach out to Jesus for healing.
How about sharing some of that with the listeners? It wasn't. First off, you've had a concern about cancer, haven't you, for some years?
Yes, I've had prostate cancer for some years, and even in this, the Lord helps me. You know, you say, how horrible, you've got a prostate cancer. Well, it is, except that it's not near as bad that it would be if I didn't have Jesus to help. And I get along pretty good because he keeps the pain away from me, and he keeps me fighting and trying and keeps my mind fixed on him. I don't know, it's just even with this terrible thing that everyone hates and the word makes you turn white, you know, he is in there helping me out.
Amen. And you were telling me earlier how it was 8 years ago you were first diagnosed with prostate cancer, and it's been all that period now that most of them don't make it past 5 years. Is that right?
Well, I thought, in fact, the doctor thought I just had a little while to live. They didn't put any limits on it or anything. They weren't that unkind. But I could tell that I had a tremendous high, what they call a PSA rate, which is an indicator of cancer, when we found it.
And you said recently that had gotten quite high. What was it, 230?
Yeah.
That's quite high.
And this has been years ago. And I've been watching my grandkids grow up and playing with them and getting along real good. And if they didn't tell me, I wouldn't have known I had prostate cancer. Of course, I have been trying to eat right, keep my immune system in shape, and I pray and try to do what the Lord tells me to do in helping the doctors control this thing.
And, Dale, you were telling me you had prayer recently by one of the pastors, Pastor Frank Porter, here at City Church, and had prayer about that high PSA of 230. And what happened when you checked it later?
Well, I'll tell you what, I had fallen down, and I'd broken a couple of ribs. My equilibrium is not too good because I'm an old guy, and I don't hear real well. I think something in there, I don't have good balance. And I fell down, and my PSA just shot way up. And in fact, one of my doctors, he said, look, get in touch with your other doctor. We've got to do something with you. That PSA is too high, and we think your cancer is metastasized. Well, that means that it gets in your lymph system, goes all over your body, and you do just have a little while to live after that. So they were alarmed and jumped up to 203, which they want to operate on you when it's over 4. And mine was 203. So anyway,
203, yeah. So what happened when you had it recharged?
Well, the preacher asked us to come down in front. They're going to pray for cancer patients and wheelchair patients. And, man, I couldn't wait to get down there in front. And Frank prayed a really nice prayer for me and asked the Lord to heal that cancer and show me the pathway to healing. And or heal it miraculously, you know. And I went back to sleep, but I felt kind of warm all over it. The prayer really, you know, they pray for me every Sunday, but that particular prayer really went all over me. And lo and behold, 2 weeks later, it had dropped 123 points. And I feel like the Lord really is taking care of me.
Praise God. That is great. And then
I can't wait to get down there for him to pray for me again.
Amen. And it may still be going down. Amen.
Yeah, I sure will.
Well, Dale, you also had a back problem not too long ago. And tell us about that.
Well, I tell you what. When you have this, and then you have a pain in your body, you think, uh-oh, that's settled in my back, or that's settled in my arm. You know, every little thing you think, oh, well, the old cancer is settled in there, you know. It's the thing we kid about, you know. I mean, guys that I know that have this, you know, and we shouldn't kid about it, but it works on your mind. So
sure.
I had a sore back, and I tried not to get alarmed about it, and I couldn't sleep good at night. I had just one position I could sleep in without my back just killing me. And I thought, uh-oh, the old cancer settled in my back. So that's when, Everett, I came down and went to your service to cast out demons.
At Deliverance Ministries on a Monday night.
And I know you called it deliverance, but really the Bible talks all about casting out demons. And I thought, well, you know, that's what they did 2,000 years ago. I'm not so darn sure that medical science and all that stuff thinks about casting out demons. But they told me that I had some people that had gone down there, and they said, gee, I don't know what you think about it, but we love it because it worked for us. And so I went down, and I went through your have a very nice service there that points out the parts of the Bible where Jesus did this and the disciples did it, and it's being done today. And so I began getting educated on this, and then I, when we broke into small groups, and the young man prayed for me and so forth, and I repented of some sins that I haven't told anybody about forever, and it's good to talk about it and get it off my mind.
You got some of the doors closed, right, Dale?
What's that?
You got some of the doors closed that we talk about so much. Before ministry, we found that to be so important.
Yeah.
And so what happened?
All I know is that when he put his hands on my, he got around behind me and had his hands on my head, and he put a real militant prayer on me. he said, I'm asking this demon to get out of here. I'm commanding him to do that. And, you know, I felt good and comforted. But I noticed when I got out of my chair to leave that my bike didn't hurt.
Hallelujah.
And here I am, 8 months later, something like that. My bike hadn't hurt since then. And, you know, it was too clear-cut to be just something that didn't mean anything.
Yeah, something happened.
That
well,
back is... It's healed, let's put it that way.
Hallelujah, and 8 months ago. Well, that's our Jesus, and that's Jesus using his Christians, his people, his vessels, to minister one to another, laying on of hands, casting out these evil spirits, and setting the people free. Well, Brother Dale Brown, thank you so much for being on the show with me. God bless you, Dale.
Well, I hope I haven't talked too much, but I'm pretty enthusiastic about this.
Well, that's the way we should all be, so we'll go out and even minister to the others. This is for all Christians, not a special gift at all, normal Christianity. Well, God bless you, brother.
Well, God bless you and your work.
Well, here on the program today, I'd like to introduce Dr. Elaine Kelly. Good to have you, Dr. Kelly.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Let me get a little background on you, if I may. Now, what type of a doctor are you?
I'm a doctor of chiropractic.
Okay, and how about some spiritual history? When was it that you were born again?
I was born again in 1974 after being led to the Lord through a Bible study near a neighbor, in a neighbor's home nearby. I thought I was a Christian. I thought I'd been a Christian all my life, but didn't realize it until I got into the Word that I really wasn't. I had my three-year Sunday school plan and gone to church about every Sunday, and I really wasn't a Christian.
Probably true with a lot of people that have gone to church and what have you, and they never really got around to becoming a born-again Christian. They sat in the pews. I think we've all seen some of that. How about the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in other tongues?
Well, that occurred about 5 months later. We had a lay witness mission in our church, and my husband at the time and my four-year-old son accepted Jesus at that time, and I became baptized in the Holy Ghost at that time. I was speaking in tongues, and praise God, the very first words that I said were Abba, and I had no idea at the time that that was Hebrew for Father. And after that, I went home and just started talking in the spirit, and just, you know, little by little it grew, and I just tell everyone, don't be discouraged by not being able to speak fluently in tongues immediately, because you might not have that.
It seems to vary with everyone. We've ministered quite a few after deliverances. We've ministered quite a few baptism in the Holy Spirit, and yes, it just seems to vary with everyone. Some don't hardly get any mumblings at all in the beginning, and then there come the reports back later. Others, I'm almost startled. Sometimes here comes a whole flowing language out, you know, like they've been doing it for years. It just varies with everyone, kind of like deliverance. Every deliverance is different. Well, Elaine, if I may call you that, share with us kind of your testimony. You spoke at the Full Gospel Businessmen's recently, and it was an exciting testimony. How about sharing with the listeners?
Okay. Well, I started walking with the Lord, and I did fall back. My ex-husband and I ended up in divorce. I went back to school. The Lord just opened all kinds of doors for me to go back to school, and I became a chiropractor just 2 months before I was 50 years old. And during the time I was at Palmer, I was in 2 auto accidents. And prior to that time, I had already had 2 auto accidents, so my neck was already kind of a wreck, but chiropractic had always helped me before, but at this point, it wasn't helping me. And I thought, oh, Lord, what am I going to school for, you know, to become a chiropractor if I'm not going to be helping anybody? This is, you know, it's not a financial thing. This is not why I want to go to school. I want to help people. And a friend of mine, I tried every chiropractic technique available, and a friend of mine took me to Tulsa, Oklahoma with her over break, and I was going to school in Downfort, Iowa. So that was quite a ways to go to get adjusted. But after the adjustment, I no longer had the headaches, which I'd experienced daily on a daily basis. Chiropractic had helped alleviate the pain somewhat, but I still had daily headaches. And so I had to learn this technique. It was called NUCA, National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association, is what the acronym stands for. And so I set to work and learned how to do this technique. And when I graduated, I was licensed in Iowa, Oklahoma, and Nevada. And I started practicing near home in Iowa. And then I had an opportunity to move to Oklahoma a year and a half later to start building my own practice. And so that's what I did. And little did I know, Oklahoma is the Bible buckle. No, it's such, so great being here. And I just began growing more and more in the Lord. And I pray all the time for my patients. I don't adjust without praying first. And about a couple of weeks ago, I had my first real miracle. God just really blessed a little girl that goes to our church. Well, I call her a little girl because she's in her early 20s. Came in. Her mother was a patient prior to this time. She came in and started telling me her history. She had been in 4 auto accidents. And the Holy Spirit just led me to pray for her right then and there, because I could see in the spirit of destruction on her. And I just rebuked it by the blood of Christ Jesus and cast it away from her. And I went and proceeded with the exam, and her range of motion was just really, really limited. I could see where she really had a lot of damage in her spine. And I went ahead with the x-rays and started analyzing them. And I looked at them, analyzed them again, and I thought, there's nothing, there's no misalignment in this vertebra. And it just dawned on me, hey, the Bible says you lay hands on the sick and they will be cured, they will be healed. And so we went back and did the ranges of motion and the orthoneurals again, and she had above and beyond normal range of motion, and she'd been having heart problems and difficulty breathing. Her mother told me...
You didn't do that range of movement before.
No, absolutely not. I have that documented in writing. And her mother said all afternoon that she had a warm sensation on her chest. And her mother also clarified that she actually, the daughter actually appeared to be taller. And when the spine straightens, this is what happens. And the girl herself remarked when she left the office, she says, "I feel taller." And the Lord has just really, really blessed her. And she's just on fire for the Lord now. So it's, and her best friend is too. It's just amazing how God works. It's just amazing. And a couple of days later, a former patient that had been coming to me, had just started coming as a new patient prior to, before the Christmas holiday, I had adjusted her very first alignment had shown 5.5 degrees of laterality in her very top vertebra, and she was very out of alignment. And after adjusting her, I was only able to take out 3 degrees of that laterality, so she still had 2.5 degrees according to the film. And so she came in right after the holidays, and I checked her, and her misalignment was different. I could tell because her hip differentiation was a degree more than when she'd even first come to me, and her neck was leaning to the opposite direction. And so I knew that I had to do something different. So I told her I was going to have to take more films before I would dare adjust her. And so she wasn't able to at that time. So she came back at a later time, and I rechecked her again, and the same problem. And so I was going to take the films, and the other doctor, Dr. Clark, was taking films, so I couldn't at the time, so I just did range of motion with her. And her range of motion were limited even further than before. And so I went in and started taking the films, and she shared with me that she was going to have surgery the following week, and she was very concerned about this because when she had had surgery before, she had gone into shock. And so the Spirit again led me to pray for her, which I did, and she reduced the spirit of destruction again. He's a biggie. and just prayed for healing for her. And she told me when she was sitting in the chair being x-rayed that she had a burning-like sensation, a warm sensation going down the back of her leg. And she says, "It feels like you adjusted me, Dr. Kelly." And I went in to analyze her films, and her films showed no laterality. And this is proof that the Holy Spirit adjusted that woman, because I also did ranges of motion afterwards and checked her posture. They were back to normal again. And that's proof on x-ray before and after.
Hallelujah. That is marvelous, Dr. Kelly. It's a neat because of the fact that you have the x-rays and things, and, you know, and then here's the change. But God is the greatest chiropractor of all. Amen. You can't beat him as the great physician. Hallelujah. And it's so wonderful to see that you're praying like that, and even rebuking spirits. Of course, in the deliverance ministry, as we are, we see the spirits of destruction all the time. The destroyer is a very common spirit. It's right in there with the spirit of death, you know. Well, we know they come to kill, destroy, and steal, John 10:10. So you can figure all of those are pretty heavy, big ones, you know, strongholds in people, strong men of the house many times. So how neat that you are practicing what you've been taught in the medical area, but also practicing what the Word has showed you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr. Kelly, for being on the program today.
Thank you. It's been a delight to be here. I just pray for this ministry to continue and prosper in Jesus' name.
We receive that. God bless you.
Well, here on the show today with me, I'd like to welcome Dr. Buddy Huffmeyer. Good to have you, Buddy.
Thanks.
Great to have you on the telephone with me and to interview you. You've seen some exciting things happen in your life along the way, haven't you?
I sure have. That's been great.
Would you say it is high adventure?
Extremely high adventure.
That's certainly been my experience as well. And while you are a podiatrist, and you still do some surgical work there on feet, I guess, is that correct?
Well, I just retired in December.
Okay.
And now I'm the CEO and president of Surgery Centers of America.
And developing surgical centers and even moving into hospitals.
Right, now we're moving into hospitals.
So you're in the business world, but also you're in the spiritual world, as you've noted.
That's true, absolutely true.
And I know you're experiencing, yes, like we just mentioned, the greatest fulfillment, the greatest high adventure seems to come in the spirit world. Would you agree?
I, no doubt about it. In fact, it's just amazing what all God does for us.
Well,
and for me especially.
Dr. Huffmeyer, how long ago was it, how far back that you were born again?
I was born again at age 33, and it was at Metro Church in Oklahoma City.
Uh-huh.
And I gave my life to the Lord back then, and it's been fabulous ever since. Ups and downs, and you know, there's always problems, but you know, you always know who you can turn to.
Well, a few tribulations, as we read about. I guess we all have some of that, but we also read where we're overcomers.
That's exactly
through
right.
Him. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
Well, Dr. Huffmeyer, so you were born again. How about the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues? When did that happen?
That happened about 4 years later, possibly 4 years later. And we had some friends of ours that went to Metro Church, and we really didn't know much about it. I came out of a Methodist background, so did my wife, and we got into City Church, which more was a Bible church, and then, you know, at the church, we started going in more into, you know, the gifts of the Spirit, and we just were interested in it, and, you know, we just wanted to seek what God wanted for our lives, and we were really open. We came in open. When we got born again, it was just one of those things. We just wanted all that God had for us, and so we went to church and started learning more and learning more, and then we had some friends come over to our house one night and prayed with us and was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
You know, our Jesus loves us to be open, amen?
Amen. That's what we wanted. We just want to be open to Him.
Yes, and He has so much for us, way beyond the particular doctrines of our individual groups, it seems.
Yeah.
There's always so much more to learn.
That's right. And that's what we're just, and you know, when you're willing to open yourself up, then He's willing to meet you.
Amen. Well, your wife, Cynthia Huffmeyer, of course, is a renowned Bible teacher and minister herself.
That's right. She just preaches all over the world, just about, seems like. She goes to different states, and she has all kinds of Bible studies around Oklahoma and lectures all around Oklahoma and other states. And she loves the Lord, and she loves to teach what she's learned about Him.
And through her, you've actually had some interesting experiences where you've seen some deliverance take place. How about sharing some of that?
Well, I've had several of those, and you know, I really didn't know much about that either. And I came home one night, and she wanted me to come in and pray with her over somebody that she was trying to deliver from some demonic strongholds, and this lady started manifesting herself, and she would, you know, be praying against it, and I was praying with her, and it went on for a couple of hours, and she'd already been praying with her for about an hour or two, and I was just absolutely unbelievable.
What went on? What happened?
Well, she prayed with her, and she would just manifest, and the demon would be delivered, and we were through, and
it actually talked through her mouth.
Well, she'd do that, or just she could just feel it coming out her top of her head, or it just happened. Too, this lady was totally exhausted, just dripping sweat, and they were talking, and they said, "Well, it looks like we've done everything," and my wife started going through, we've gone through this stronghold and that stronghold, and da-da-da-da. And then finally she mentioned the fear, and all of a sudden she started manifesting again. She was over there just talking, relaxed, and when she mentioned fear, the demon raised up again. She said, "Oh, we have another spirit. We have the spirit of fear. It's not gone." So anyway, she prayed over, and we got that spirit out, and just believed, and the lady's life has absolutely been changed around.
So that's our Jesus setting the people free.
Absolutely.
You know, many Christians have never seen this type of ministry, this works of Jesus that he told us to do so clearly. They've never seen this kind of thing happen. And I was age 44 before I ever saw it, and I was born again when I was 13.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, I'd never seen it before, and it was just, and I've seen it several times since then. And and I know that not every time anybody manifests, but the four that I've been around, three of them have been the people manifested in when they're, you know, casting out the demons. And I mean, their voice changes, their veins pop out, their whole facial expression changes, and it's just been unbelievable what I've seen.
Something you'd kind of expect to see in the Hollywood movies.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, just blows everybody away. And I'm as surprised as anybody, and I've been at it since 1978, and still an amazing thing. But the exciting part about it is that the people's lives are turned around, and those tormenting areas are now gone.
Well, I think that's even more dramatic than the manifestation that these people go through. I mean, their lives literally are changed. I mean, they talk about, you know, seeing things and hearing things in their mind, and, you know, people, you know, like somebody's talking to them. But I mean, their lives, once this happens, I mean, these three people that I know of, their lives have been dramatically changed. Dramatically. I mean, where they were just, you know, ready to commit suicide, almost to the point of just out in service and loving people and just totally committed to the Lord. And it's just
180 degree change.
I mean, 180. I mean,
yes.
People don't recognize them. I mean, they're just not by their looks, just non-recognizable by the way their life has changed.
Well, that's our Jesus. Well, Dr. Huffmeyer, you even had a personal experience concerning your back. Perhaps a spirit of infirmity of the back in ministry. Could you share that quickly?
Well, I had pulled a muscle or dislocated my back somehow. I could not even walk. I couldn't walk and get out of bed. I was just, I've had muscle pulls and torn muscle, but I've just never had anything quite like this. And I'd gone to a chiropractor, and he didn't seem to really be able to help me much. And, you know, I'd just been taking muscle relaxers and heating pads. And, I mean, I just was miserable. I couldn't sleep, couldn't hardly breathe, and was pretty much down. Because this had gone on for about 3 or 4 days. And, it, you know, usually when I hit something like that, it would happen, you know, a couple of days, and it's over, and I'm okay. And, I mean, it's been 3 or 4 days, and I was just miserable. And you came over one night and said you want to pray for me. I said, that's fine. You know, I'm pretty miserable. I mean, nothing, you can't hurt. And
my price was real good, right?
Yeah.
There wasn't one.
And then, you know, you prayed for me, and you said, pull out your legs, I'm going to lengthen your legs. And I said, that's fine. And you prayed for me for the legs to lengthen out, and I said, okay. And all of a sudden, it looked like they were straightening out a little bit. And I said, well, that's kind of funny. And he said, well, it looks like it's lengthening out to me. Why don't you get up and walk? And I said, well, I can't stand up. My back is killing me. And he said, well, go ahead and get up and see how it feels. And I mean, I stood up, and I had no more pain from that time on.
Praise God.
Absolutely amazed.
Well, that's our Jesus again. Amen.
Amen.
The total healer.
I think I was more shocked than anybody. I wasn't expecting it, I think. You just don't know what to expect.
Your faith wasn't real strong at that point.
When you're that far down, you just don't really have a lot of faith.
Yeah. You're pounded down with the pain.
Yes.
Yeah. And even your son, Chad, had an experience that was similar that very time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You did the same thing for him, and his pain went immediately away.
He had a short leg as well, and I've seen hundreds and hundreds of those, and backs healed accordingly when the short leg grows out, or short arm, sometimes the upper back area, and the short arm will grow out.
the healing seems to come. It's just,
yes.
But what's neat is it isn't a special gift. This is normal Christianity, all of this that we're talking about. This is for all Christians to do. We all can do it if we just will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here to tell you I'm shocked by it because I'm a doctor and I'm in medicine and, you know, my belief is, you know, medicine's going to cure this. And if it doesn't, then, you know, it can't be cured. And when you came to pray for me, it was really, well, that's fine. Prayers that can't help me. You know, I love prayer, and that would be great. But I had no expectations. And to be totally healed was just absolutely amazing to me.
Amen. Well, we serve an amazing God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Dr. Buddy Huffmeyer, thank you so much for being on the show and giving that testimony on what you're seeing God doing and what the Lord has done in your life.
Well, I do appreciate you calling.
God bless you.
God bless.
I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries.